South Road Boys. Hello, 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 my friend. How are you?
Spectacular. Oh, no, I was going to come up with a new word. Couldn't find one.
So you just went with your tried and true.
Well, I thought if we come up with a brand new word, suddenly we could monetize it somehow. Make some coin.
Yeah.
Be great. But unless you come up with a good word, it's not worth saying it.
Name one word that someone's come up with that you think they've made money from for that word by people saying it.
Rock.
Rock.
Yep.
Really?
By putting the in front of it.
But every time we say The Rock, he ain't getting paid.
True, but I tell you what, he is getting paid a fair bit on that name.
Damn, Skippy is. But I think Dwayne The Rock Johnson has probably put in a lot more groundwork around the character as opposed to just coming up with, let's put the word the in front of rock. Because correct me if I'm wrong, but I reckon, you know, geologists worldwide have been using, oh, look at this rock. Or look at the rock.
That's the thing. No one actually thought to say, this is The Rock.
Well, no, someone will get there and
could
say,
have gone, fuck, The Rock.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Can you pass that to me? What? The Rock.
The Rock. And someone's just, you know, bang, done.
That's it.
Just light bulb moment. But, you know, unfortunately, Dwayne Johnson's the one that came up with it.
There you go.
No one had thought about it till
then. No one had put any inclination to it at
all. Let's be honest.
Of all the words that you're going to put these in front of.
But of all the wrestling names you can come up with, when you're trying to come up with something like original, you know, formidable, something that's really going to punish people and also stay with people as a brand. Someone said, oh, how about The Rock? You're like, shut up, Jimmy. You don't know what you're talking about.
What about The Stone?
Yeah, like no. The Rock. I mean, it's not the – in saying that, I realise that the name itself actually came from his father, didn't it, I believe?
Rocky, I believe, yeah.
So it's just, you know, Little Pebble was already taken.
Yeah, the Boulder Johnson. Yeah. Dwayne the Boulder Johnson just doesn't have the same
or
ring.
Or the Boulder Dash had already been done, so correct. Couldn't go with that. Yeah. So
I still love Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Oh!
So, but anyway, so we're not going to monetize that.
No, probably
that's
not.
That's done. The moment is now gone. I wasn't smart enough, quick enough, or clever enough
to have everything else that went with The Rock.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't prep it.
No.
I just saw it. I thought, you know, divine intervention. But if I just think of it, it will happen.
If you say it, they will pay.
Yeah, pretty much. So, anyway, get ready for next week's episode where we might come up with a word that will be great.
Now, Mr. Barnes, today is about numbers for me.
Is it?
Numbers. Two numbers.
Yeah, okay, right, eh?
The first number is 149 jours.
Okay. And that is, what, the 2024?
149 days, because that's how long we've got to go to the Parisian Olympics. Just in case you'd forgotten.
I thought then you're about to lead me down a garden path of a tale to get to the point of getting to something French. But you just went straight to it.
Straight on Front Street.
Yeah, no mucking around.
Straight on
Front
Street.
So, look, I appreciate that too.
Yeah. Mind you, by the time people listen to this, it's probably going to be significantly less.
That's true because you're going to be away for a week or so we're recording a couple of episodes to make sure that we don't miss out because,
correct.
As we always say, we will never let the listener down.
Except for when we do.
Except for our content.
Yes.
But
you've got yourself
they'll get an episode every
that.
Week.
Yeah.
Whether you listen to it, that's your problem.
That's on you.
Yeah, so I think that is a you problem.
We
so.
Record it. You just have to do the listening. Yeah. We've done our bit.
Why are people still listening?
Mm.
There's so much content there now. They know what we're like.
Well, remember, I had this conversation with someone we'd mentioned on the podcast previously, Babs. Mm-hmm. Babs the barber who's no longer a barber. Still got a magnificent beard.
Ridiculous beard.
Yes.
He would be a pirate if he was born in a different era.
And had a wooden leg and or parrot.
True. You don't need both.
He could
just
still be.
One's fine. Either parrot or wooden leg.
He could.
Or beard.
Is he tech savvy, Babs? He doesn't take to me to be a tech savvy kind of guy.
I don't think wouldn't say he's tech savvy. He's very much a gamer.
So maybe he was on Napster illegally downloading, or do I say pirating things.
Oh, maybe.
He's a modern day pirate.
Napster. That you don't hear very often these days.
Probably my pop culture references are a little bit stuck
behind. It was Napster
behind.
And then not long after that, it was Morpheus as well.
Pirate Bay.
Pirate Bay. Pirate Bay's still around, though.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yes. Pirate Bay. Oh, Pirate Bay. What a great name for a pirating site.
Yeah.
Get down to the Pirate Bay.
And they're hiding
Bay.
It. No one would expect that that's what you're going to find there.
No, not at all.
It's where you buy your patches and your hooks. And
your bullion.
And your bullion.
Your doubloons. Your
doubloons. And the other thing that I'd like to mention in regards to
numbers
is which mega, not big, mega,
whoa,
heavy metal group are we half as good as today? There's many variables in that question.
Metal group, are we half as good as today? Today, now if we're going to go, I'm thinking you're probably thinking more old school. So,
because I mentioned Napster,
would it be something like Anthrax?
You're close-ish.
Okay,
you and I have both seen this band together. By the way,
okay, would it be possibly a? Would they fly planes? Would it be Iron Maiden?
Correct. Now, why would we be half as good as Iron Maiden?
Probably something to do with the amount of episodes, perhaps, that we've brought out. Maybe they've released twice the amount of songs.
You're getting
that'd
very
be a lot.
Fucking
it's a
warm.
Lot of songs.
Yeah. What would you say would be one of the most popular Iron Maiden songs?
Well, for me, it'd be "Run to the Hills." But
correct, run to.
Yeah. We're not going to go there. I can't hit that high.
No. What else do you think is another very, very popular from the Iron Maiden?
There was a
catalog.
Certain song that involved the Beast.
Correct. What was that?
Was it Number of the Beast?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is that number, Mr. Barnes?
666.
And what episode are we on?
Are we 333?
We are 333. Half the number of the Beast.
Jeez, that was a long way around to get to that.
Yeah, but I thought it was worth it.
Yeah, no, true.
You know,
and surprisingly.
Bit of mental gymnastics.
But surprisingly, it didn't take me long to get there.
No.
And for those that know what I'm like, say, on a quiz or answering questions, especially when it comes to knowledge, normally takes a bit.
I gave you a bit of a heads up, though,
because
I did tell you metal.
Did. Yeah, well, that narrowed it down.
It did narrow it down. And so, and you knew me well enough to go, okay, right, well, we're going to have to go back 30 years.
Yeah, it's not the new age.
No, it's not the new age. So it kind of did limit the pool to maybe 10.
Why would you be surprised these days if Justin Bieber suddenly headlined a metal band? I mean, Beyonce's gone country. Everything's gone fucked up at the moment.
I tell you what, she's just going for golden guitar, isn't she?
But see, in a way, I mean, she is a phenomenal talent.
No question. Queen
Bey. No denying that. I wouldn't say Beyonce is an artist that I follow personally.
Don't have to.
But she's phenomenal. Like, you just cannot question the fact that she is
in
the hierarchy of awesomeness.
Yeah.
Just get a bit greedy when you go, you know what, I'm going to skip genres and go over there and sing that. And of course, I'm popular already. All the people that love me now, they're going to listen to that no matter what I do.
Mm.
And I'm just going to blow all the country artists out of the water because I'm Queen Bee.
Yeah, but you got to remember.
Is it just a bit like, you know, to the country artists? I mean, I reckon there's a niche amount of country artists. You're just like, you know what? Fuck off.
Fuck off.
You've got your fucking lane.
Stay in it.
Stick to it.
Yeah.
We're working our asses off over here.
In Nashville.
Trying to gain popularity in Nashville and down fucking every other southern state with their utes and their dogs and their fucking banjos and fucking violins and fucking whatever else they've got. But I reckon there must be a lot that are like.
I think they call them a fiddle down
like,
south,
you know,
mate.
Just fuck off. This is our area.
Yeah,
you're not going number one with this song because it's a great country song.
Mm.
You're going number one with it because of who you are, because you've got a great following.
Yeah, but why can't she like country as well?
Oh, she can like it. She just wouldn't fucking sing it. Fuck off! You've conquered everything. You've conquered the bloody female threesome. You've conquered that. Conquered that years ago.
Yes.
Yep. And now you've conquered the solo in the pop game, the Han or the R&B Solo game, yep, depending on, it all blends together these days. Now you want to come and just fucking demand that you're a country star?
But the thing is, the thing is, like, okay, so she's obviously had the way paved for her by someone like Charlie Pride, right? Kissing an angel, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Love her like the devil when you get back.
Charlie Pride was a pioneer of country at that time.
Being a black man,
yeah.
Being country, I mean, the good old boys, they were not tuning in to a man of color singing country because that's,
yeah,
that's hillbilly music.
I mean, he was worldwide popular too.
He was mega big.
Yeah.
Like, he was really, really big.
Like, you could mention Charlie Pride even in a group of fucking 20-year-olds now.
And they would have no idea who he is.
But I reckon there'd still be someone that would know. I know that name.
Because my great-grandfather listened to them.
Probably. or I remember, like, for me, it was like the same with you.
Yeah.
There was a Charlie Pride album in the records.
Had to be.
Like, it just was back then. It was Charlie Pride. You guarantee there was Charlie Pride, yep. Kenny Rogers, and fucking ABBA.
Yeah.
In every collection. Everyone. Love it. And you know what? If you're a little bit, what would you say, on the edge,
yes,
there'd be some Olivia Newton-John as well.
Oh, hello, Liv.
And about five fucking compilation LPs.
And then you'd
Summer Hits, Sweaty Whatever.
And Nana Mouskouri and a Demos Roussos if you were into the exotics.
Calm it down.
Calm it down. But remember, though, when Lil Nas X teamed up with Miley's dad, Billy Ray,
mm-hmm.
and they had Old Town Road.
Yep.
Now, I think you and I both watched Behind the Music. That's what it was called.
Are we talking about the
Netflix show about songs?
I can't remember what it was called. It
wasn't called Behind the Music.
No.
But it was the songs that made us or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, where Lil Nas X teamed up with Billy Ray and they produced Old Town Road,
yep.
which became number one on the country charts.
Smashed it out everywhere.
But also became number one on the pop charts. Mm. And then the good old boys went, I don't think so.
This boy's a bit bent for us.
And then it disappeared. It disappeared from the country charts and they said, it ain't country. Mm. Now, I would challenge that it has a certain country feel.
He wore a cowboy hat in the film clip.
Correct.
Surely that counts.
I mean, sparkly chaps, yeah. but a cowboy hat nonetheless. It was like Mardi Gras met country.
Yeah.
Country gras.
Yeah, country gras. Yeah, I mean.
Or Mardi Gras.
Yeah, little Nas X. So he's a, once
again, unique individual.
Ridiculously fucking talented.
Yeah.
Like, as an artist.
Shit name.
Super talented. Strange name.
Mm.
But as gay as it comes. So the,
gayer than Christmas.
You are right. The good old boys.
Yeah.
And the real, I'd be like, no, you're invading our space now. But in saying that, I don't believe, though, that he was like this huge fucking phenomenal pop star for decades. I mean, he's only a young guy. I believe that he played in that space because that was the space he wanted to play in.
But Tina Turner, she also did some stuff in country.
Did she?
She did.
I didn't know that.
I don't know much, but I know I love you. Aaron Neville, he also did some stuff there. He's a man of colour. And even, you couldn't see him coming, but Bray Charles also did some country stuff as well. He did a lot of gospel stuff as well.
Yeah.
Which sort of skirts around the edges of country.
But I feel that.
Country gospel.
A few of those artists, once again, I don't think it was done just for the sake of, you know what, I can conquer country.
I don't know whether or not Queen Bee was set out to dominate world music.
I actually think in this scenario, I reckon there was a conversation somewhere that said, you know what?
Bet you can't.
You can't. You are phenomenal.
Kelly Rowland went, hey, yo, Queen Bee, country's calling, and it ain't you.
But what it meant she could actually do, though,
yes,
if she could hit number one, which was a very good chance if she did it, she was going to.
Yep. Rowland has to do a nudie run down Times Square.
You see, I've got to admit, like 15 years ago,
for it.
I probably wouldn't these days. You know, I'm not so keen. But, you know, go Kelly, you're doing your thing. But there would have been a conversation around, you can become the first African-American woman to have a country number one hit. Ooh. And she was the first.
Was she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling there would have been a conversation around, you know what, we could make – and in a positive way,
really
big steps forward here.
Mm.
But I just wonder whether it was done more so for that reason a little bit, to say, you know what, we can change the stage a little bit, more than oh, I want to sing country. I don't think any part of us like, you know what? I just want to sing country. I can't see Beyonce doing that.
I just woke up and felt country.
Felt country.
Felt country. But I think you'll have a valid point if she releases a metal album next.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, fucking Dolly Parton, right, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and then released her first rock and roll album.
Yeah, but to be honest, I think Dolly's an exception to every rule.
I think she really is.
I think she's just loved worldwide.
Every
music community. Like obviously away from that as well.
Yeah.
But musically, I just think there is just a nod to Dolly that says what you have done and the fact you are still doing it.
Yeah.
Is ridiculous. And so we're just going to throw everything at you.
Correct. You get a Grammy. You get a Grammy. Yep. You get a Grammy. An amazing talent.
Saying that, her version of Wrecking Ball?
Yes.
With Miley.
Yes.
It's fucking phenomenal.
It is very good, but when you listen to it carefully, and I've listened to it in headphones where you hear some of the subtle nuances, you can tell that it is being sung by an older woman.
Oh, yes.
But
yeah,
when Miley's singing, there's just this bit more rawness to it. But, you know, fucking whatever, Trevor. Well done, Queen Bee. Well done, Queen Bee.
Imagine if Dolly.
All the people, yes.
Was essentially the older era's Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Imagine if she'd lived a Taylor Swift-style life. Oh, imagine how many songs about exes Dolly would have sung in her lifetime.
But she's been married for, 50 years.
I know she has. But if she lived a Taylor Swift life.
Yeah, true.
Is she, 90 now?
I think she's not that old.
She'd have to be getting close.
How old is
Maybe
Dolly?
Maybe not 90, but she'd have been mid-80s at least.
82, that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, but if she'd lived a Taylor Swift life... And it'd been, relationship to relationship,
a
couple of booty calls here and there.
Fuck, she's not even 80. She's 78 years old.
Really? Yeah. Sorry, Dolly.
Sorry, Dolly.
So there you're looking at, 60 years of non-monogamous fucking debauchery.
Yes.
All the men that she would have sung songs about. Wouldn't have been Jolene.
No.
Would have been Joel. Fuck you, Joel.
Joel, you mean.
But Dolly could have said, she could have had 30 albums about exes.
But, yeah, she did sing one song, which was a breakup song, I Will Always Love You. Mind you, that was a resignation letter. Did you know that Cher is 77?
No, I didn't know that.
How old do you reckon Willie Nelson is?
Oh, God. Willie Nelson, I think, is about 160, isn't he?
Close, 90.
Clint Eastwood's 93 now, I think, as well.
Mother trucker.
And is just directing a new film.
And I think
Dude doesn't want to stop.
And I think Shatner, who was just in the new animated Masters of the Universe.
Yep.
Animated series on Netflix.
He's 90, isn't he?
93.
93. He's done all right.
Giddy aunt. Apparently he's quite spry.
I tell you what, it just goes to show, though, if you fly around in space on missions,
yeah,
your life expectancy increases.
Well, unless, of course, you're a part of the Challenger.
Well, they didn't get far enough, did they?
They didn't get to space to get the benefit.
Do you know, I actually read, I was camping on the weekend. And
Sweaty.
I'm reading a new book at the moment. It's just an anthology, so it's just short
Where's
stories.
Spot?
Where's what?
Where's Spot?
Where's Spot? No, I've gone beyond that. And it's edited by Stephen King and someone else. And it's called Fight or Flight. And it's all about... Basically, horror, supernatural, scary, spooky tales to do with aircraft.
Okay.
Of which I say, at the end of the day, flying is for most people still a nervous experience in one way or another. Not to say people are there grab and hold, but I think nearly everyone that gets on a plane has that moment of, oh, what if something went wrong?
Whereas I love it, but I think I love it because there is that, what could happen?
See, but people do that. It's just, and some people do it also because if they can have fun with it,
yeah,
it makes them not nervous. I don't mind flying. It doesn't bug me at all.
Just it is a delight.
Yeah, but the second story in this, I can't remember the author's name, but it was a story written in 1911.
Oh shit!
And it was basically
probably not about flying then.
Yeah, it was basically a decade after the Wright brothers.
Oh yes.
flying little bird up in the sky.
Yes, the kitty something.
Yeah, which of course changed the scope of humanity and what we can do. But it was done from a, like, this is about 10 years after that.
Mm.
So it was done from a place of, we haven't really gone very high yet when it comes to aeronautical discovery.
Oh, we're only like 30 meters.
And do we actually know what's, so if we get to a certain height, do we go through like a barrier and there's another world, like an air jungle, you know, up in the sky where suddenly we get up there high and we're suddenly like, fuck. There's like these flying mammals and shit. And
so the bottom of the clouds are the bottom of these floating islands or something.
Yeah, and they were kind of thinking, yeah, like once we get up higher, what's actually there?
So it could be like the ice wall to the flat earthers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So it was written from that spectacle, I guess. Which is interesting because you look at it and think, okay, now it's all a bit fantastical and all the rest of blah, blah.
Yeah.
But back then, when we hadn't actually made it there yet.
Mm. It was all still theory.
It was all still science fiction, supernatural theory of woo.
Even though the Galileos of the world, Galileo, had done, you know, mapped the stars and all that kind of stuff, they didn't know what was between us and the stars. Like,
no. And the thought was that it might be a case of, it's not just, you know, when the clouds go away, you can see the sky.
Mm.
Once you get past the sky, is there something else there that we haven't found yet?
Oh, so the sky could just be like a big blanket.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And once you move beyond that,
yes.
It's like no different to the ocean. Like we can see the ocean.
Yeah,
once
we
go deep enough, we don't really know what's there. So the same was in reverse.
Yeah.
Once we go high enough, how do we know we don't go through like a, I don't know, it might be like a, you know, a spongy, cloudy, whatever, gelatinous. Thank you. Wrong fucking letter.
No,
gelatinous
close.
Kind of level.
Yeah.
And suddenly you get up there and there's this whole new spectrum that we just never knew about. But I found it was just amazing. Like to think that it was written over 100 years ago about something that to us is so normal.
Yeah, like we don't even think about it.
Yeah.
It's just
it was really intriguing.
Now, speaking of travel, Mr. Barnes, I hinted to you a week or two ago that I had a potential new segment for you.
Oh, you did too.
For the South Road Boys. Now, I'm going to leave this with you today to see. Well, you can give me the answer today and we'll either proceed or pump the brakes.
Okay.
I have found another diary.
Fuck. That's what you had before.
It is so delightful. But.
Oh, my life.
But I've also found out, you know how I'm a curator?
Yes, you are.
Or an archivist? Some people say hoarder.
Everything.
I was given a gift for Christmas from my mother. So I think that's where I get it from.
Okay. Righto.
In my
hand.
For fuck's sake,
Penny. It's your fault.
In my hand, Mr. Barnes, I have a diary.
You have a diary.
That belongs to my mother.
It's very small.
And it's called My Trip. Now, in 1980, my mother and her then husband, my father, took a six-year-old Joe Mather backpacking around Europe.
I remember you've told me about. Well, you've told me it happened. Like, obviously, you're too young to remember.
My mother journaled and wrote a diary.
In the little pocket diary.
In a little pocket diary. Because she had the backpack, so she had to be
small.
Has she
given you that with permission to?
No, she's given me the diary. She hasn't given me permission. But she hasn't not given me permission.
But true. But here's the thing, too,
though.
It's
now mine.
Your mother doesn't.
It's my story, too.
Your mother doesn't listen.
She does.
Regularly?
Often.
Ah, fuck.
No, look, you know, she can't remember what she's written in here.
Fantastic.
I did talk to her on the way over this evening and she didn't say no.
Right. No, it's fine. That's all we need to know.
Now, do we start now reading a couple of days at a time or whatever and keep going? Or do we wait until we get to the 27th of August? So that it is exactly 44 years, or do you not care?
Oh, that's a long way away.
It is, and I will forget about it.
And the fact that you've got it now, I'm not saying we need to start it today, but you know what? We could do an entry, surely.
A couple of entries, I reckon, because they're only small. Now,
righto.
It's interesting because my mother's written here her address, and I know her handwriting very well. So that was in Sulphur Creek. But underneath, I can show you what my handwriting was like at age 6, because I copied mum's handwriting. wrote the exact same thing.
It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't. It's gotten worse. I can tell
you. I think most people have now, though, because we don't write very often anymore.
That's true.
We now type and we swipe and we do whatever else.
Now, I always thought this trip was a lot longer than what it was. I'm thinking these are days. So instead of – it must have been longer because we were there for Christmas. But it says Holland 7, Denmark 5, Sweden 3, Norway 8, Germany 9, Finland 7, Austria 7, Switzerland 1, Luxembourg 2, France and Spain 4, Portugal 6, Italy 7, Greece 9, Ireland and Yugoslavia.
Covered some territory.
Yeah, they bought what – back in the 80s, you could buy what was called a rail pass, and it let you travel anywhere within Europe.
Yep.
On the rail, and it was just
one ticket.
One ticket.
Yep.
And it lasted for 3 months or something like that.
Right.
And so that was – and backpacking was a real thing. Like, we stayed in hostels. We didn't – we did not have the internet.
Yeah.
And in the way Mum tells it, there were stories where we would just rock up to a place. You wouldn't have booked. You just find the local backpackers and – we need a room for three.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Now, it looks like my mother's done some currency conversion.
Right.
So that's always good as well. 27th of August, 1980. We left Wynyard at 11 a.m.
1980.
Left Melbourne at 11:10 a.m. and arrived at Melbourne at 3 p.m. Fucking took the long way around. Joe slept well, didn't get off at Singapore but got off at Dubai. Guards around the plane had guns. It was very hot. Shopping was cheap. You know, I don't know whether or not I'm not sure whether or not we're going to get a,
the,
you know,
three most important things.
Yeah.
Were it was hot, shopping was cheap, and the guards had guns.
And Joe slept.
Like, it just seems to be that those three things wouldn't normally go together that well.
Yeah.
But, you know, Penny, it's your story. You're exactly telling it, so it's okay.
Well, it looks like we spent over 100 and – I think it's 120 days or something away. So it is probably 3 months.
Right.
28th, the next day, we're in Amsterdam. Nice. The weather was muggy, apparently.
All right.
Arrived at Chipolo at 7 a.m., caught a train and a bus into the city. People were helpful to find a room.
I did find the people in Amsterdam were also very friendly.
Yeah, room was clean and okay. Walked to the central. Saturday had lunch. Slept from 1 to 8:30 p.m. Had tea. Returned to the room at 10:30. Area we were staying is surrounded by nightlife. A real eye-opener to sit back and watch the sights. Room 130. $25 a night. So that was interesting.
In 1980.
Yes. Now.
No mention there, mate, of the red light district at all?
Oh, I think it'll come.
Right, okay.
29th of the 8th, Amsterdam.
Right, cool.
Weather was fine. AM, canal tour of the city. Lasted an hour. It was great.
Nice.
All lovely old houses, lovely city. PM, walked through the shopping centre, only small shops, prices dearer than home. Not many supermarkets, just small shops. Visited Madame Tussauds Waxworks. Not bad. A bit of a tourist trap.
See, I would think that, I mean, I've only been there once.
And you have travelled the green.
I would think that I don't reckon Amsterdam has probably changed that much in that period.
No, probably not.
Because the buildings that are there
still
have
old.
Been there for fucking centuries.
Yeah.
So it's probably very similar.
Home by 6:30. Joe buggered. Settled early.
Doesn't mention whether there's any e-bikes there at all?
No. Right, not in 1980.
I was just wondering. Yep.
Day number four on the 30th of August, still in Amsterdam, and it's wet. must have walked from 9 a.m. to 5:30, walked to the museum, saw Rembrandt's show, Night Watch by Rembrandt. Whole museum full of great stuff. Had lunch there at real meal cost. 30F, whatever it is. In the
Franks?
Afternoon, walked to the zoo.
Is it Franks over there?
They didn't have Franks, I don't think.
No, wouldn't have been, would it?
No. No, I'm not sure.
Where are Franks?
French. French Franks.
Yeah.
I mean, don't exist anymore because they're all the Euro.
Yeah.
Zoo, not real big, but compact, but well laid out. Watched the monkeys for ages, probably throwing poo at each other. The plants were good, especially the cactuses. Walked home, everyone feeling tired, rained on and off all day. Rod went to the pub.
Nice. One thing
this PM.
One thing I've noticed here in all these entries.
Yes.
You haven't had a mention. Have they just left you in the room? It's like,
No, I think I went with them.
You sure?
I think I'm pretty sure. Mind you, I didn't go to the pub with Dad. Didn't go to the pub with Rod. Why wouldn't you? Now, I think we've got two more that I'm going to read because I've skipped ahead half a page. When we were travelling, my parents had friends of theirs who were from Wynyard, mm-hmm. who also had a son who was about a year younger than me, so it would have been about five.
Yep.
We met them in Amsterdam and travelled with them for a while, so we knew them. So the 31st of the 8th in Amsterdam, raining heavy at times, woke at 6:30 a.m., breakfast and headed to CS. Don't know. Got sidetracked and headed for Maritime Museum, looked at boats, funny enough, boats and more boats. Had a slow walk back to the square near the hotel and watched three English girls give a concert. Hello. They were quite good. Just gave a donation if you want. Found a good souvenir shop right in Prinsgard.
Oh, fucking.
See, right near the BCN Bank.
Why didn't we do this before I went?
Managed well.
If I'd known there was a nice souvenir shop somewhere, I would have gone there.
Exactly.
Didn't even know about it.
Didn't know. Spent $160. Rang Helen and Phil.
$160 back then would have been a fair coin.
Like a chunk of change. $25 a night for the room. Rang Helen and Phil, who are the people we're meeting.
So can I just pause there, though? $25 for a room. So we would assume now that that would now be, say, a couple hundred bucks.
$250.
So you're going to times that by what, eight? 10? Well, times by 10 even.
Yeah.
So it's $160. The souvenirs.
They just dropped a grand.
Yep. Grand on souvenirs. And a half. Souvenirs. Far tea out. Towels.
Fucking, that's a lot of spoons. And shit. Spoons. Fucking, that's a lot of joints. Rang Helen and Phil. We'll meet them tomorrow. Went back to the square. Saw four people putting on plays. Had pizza for tea and that's it. The 1st of September.
Right.
And I think this will be the last one we'll stop.
Got it. Cool.
In Amsterdam still. It's still fine. Went to the Amsterdam Noord. Very nice, nice gardens. Met the sea captain. Offered us a trip to Edam. Didn't go. And why not? Met Helen and Phil.
I reckon the captain looked a little bit seedy, a bit dicey.
Yeah, probably. Met Helen and Phil. Came to the youth hotel or the YMCA. Not a bad dump.
Not a bad dump. A contradiction.
Beds were all in one room. Far out. Rod and the boys, so that would be Phil, me, and his son.
Yeah.
What was his son's name? Ben.
Went to the pub?
Went to the red light area.
Better than the pub.
Helen and I.
Hello, here we go. Now
Helen and I
good.
Talked and talked and talked. So my mother and her girlfriend stayed at home at the YMCA.
And all the boys went to the red light.
Whilst two grown men yep. and a five-year-old and a six-year-old
lads.
Went to go and have a look at the hearse.
Nice.
In the red light district.
Yes. And I tell you what, in 1980.
Yes.
I mean, I checked out the red light district when I was here this time.
Yes.
As you got to. Because, I mean, it's like one of those worldwide things where if you're there, you've got to go and have a look at it.
You've got to. It's
but I reckon back then it would have been a far seedier experience.
Yeah,
than what it would be now. Like it was very kind of professional and almost it's a tourist trap.
Yeah.
These days now it's like go and check it out. The red dots. Whereas back then, like I reckon it would have been just a lot more, I don't know, kind of filthy, a lot more. You know, like you know, you don't want to be actually seen. That like you want to go and check it out, but
should you?
Don't you know? you'd still feel naughty being there.
Yeah, but the question is,
whereas now it's like you take the whole family, doesn't matter.
Yes, but do you think back then you should have taken a 5 and 6 year old boy?
Oh, well, you know,
is that when I lost my virginity? Really? Yeah. This one's on me, boy.
Get it out of you early.
Get it out of you early. Come on, it's going to happen eventually.
Well, maybe. I mean, who knows back then? But maybe you were part of the payment. You know, to the
That got weird.
Yeah, you know, to the whoever looked after the building.
Oh, can the boy watch?
you can look after the boy for a few minutes.
Oh, no.
If I get a chance with the young lady.
No, and he's Troy.
Like, he's like, yeah, you look after the boy.
Do you realize how ginger I was back then? No one's taking that as a deal.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. It's taken a while for ginger to be accepted in society. In 1980.
Is it now?
Well, Ed Sheeran has done a lot for you.
He has. So has Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah, they've done all right.
They've done okay.
Yeah, and even Gillian Anderson, even though it was fake.
Yeah, why not?
But, you know, like
just, you know what did it for us that really made us okay was the Weasley twins.
Yeah, true.
That normalised Ginge.
Yeah, and look, Nicole Kidman also had a fair step in that.
Yeah.
So, you know, go the Ginge.
Go the Ginge. Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. We're currently in the red light district in Amsterdam in Wonderful. 1980 on I the think 1st
that's a,
of September.
That's a great start.
Isn't it ever?
Yeah, I like that.
We'll see where we end up next week and whether or not Rod and the boys came home with a venereal disease.
I'll tell you what, if there's some interesting little things that pop up here, I'm going to be having a word to Penny.
Well, you know, there might be the, oh, Rod and I went out for, on the night on the tear and left the boy at the YMCA, brought home three British backpackers and had a five-way. I don't know.
Well, all the beds are in the same room.
Exactly. Just put all the mattresses in the middle. Off you go.
Welcome to the bed.
The bed.
Fit seven.
And on that roadies, I am Joe.
I'm Troy.
And we are the South Road Boys.
We certainly are. Well, that was easy. Bam.